Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, it was only a comment, not a tweet, but it may not have aged that well. I may now be going to the World Series. Actually, after all.
Look at you.
I was just sort of not messing with my friends, but just, you know, sort of taking on the idea in the conversation. Like, maybe. I do say things like, I'd love to do that someday. It's an hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. And the matchup's amazing. The vibe is incredible. Like, if it ever isn't at the World Series, like if they were, the Jays were playing the Rockies or something, I think it probably would be about as cool. Maybe not.
No, I don't think it's cool. You know, no. Brewers, Mariners. What?
Well, listen, perfect timing, because whenever it needs to be found out how cool something is, the right woman is on the phone. Trista Crick back with us, joining us now on the Western Hotline. Is going to a World Series game in Toronto just as cool, no matter who they play?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Why not? It doesn't really matter that hypothetical, because you're going to go see Shohei Ohtani. So
there's that.
It's going to be really, really cool. It's going to be, you can see history. This guy, every time he steps out on a baseball field, seems to do something that we've never seen before. So,
oh, I got him going 3 for 22 in this series. Well, wasn't he kind of on his way to that before the masterpiece in Game 4? Like, he wasn't doing anything until they gave him the ball. that turned him on, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It was a bit of a slump buster, that giving him the ball thing.
That apparently worked.
Yeah.
How are you, Trista?
Well, the weather is phenomenal. We have NBA games here on NBC for the first time since I was a child. I'm very excited about that. Been traveling a lot. It's phenomenal. It's great. The only thing is that my Audi's been in the shop for about a month, and I'm driving my mom's 2003 Dodge Neon. So if you hear it rattling, that's why. That's the sound of...
You mean you can't fix cars with all your handiwork in other areas?
Not yet.
Boy, a month. That is tough.
The bumper is what we need, and it's on back order indefinitely from Germany. So we don't know how long the Neon is in play for.
Anyway, that's tough. So you're in Oregon at the moment?
I'm in Oregon at the moment.
Okay.
Just went to Connecticut last weekend, not like a couple days ago, but the weekend before that. Did the fantasy football pregame with Matthew Berry. 2-hour show. I think I did pretty well.
Awesome.
I'll be back in November, so.
How much of an adjustment will it be for you to remember to go to NBC to find basketball games?
None. I've been stalking NBC since 2021 when I thought that they would get basketball. I was hoping that someone would lose their rights and there would be a wide open space for new talent to come in. And so strategically, I was sort of trying to get in bed with them since then, and somehow it worked a little bit.
You know, you asked that question. I don't even think it matters anymore. On my TV, it'll just... I don't think it even cares what channel something's on. It'll just be like sports, and then there it'll be Rockets and somebody.
It's just I get into trouble looking sometimes for hockey games because there's NHL Network on my one streamer, and I get a couple of regional sports networks that carry games, including the Sabres games. But then if it's ESPN Plus, that's there, and that's a whole different app. And then sometimes there's an Amazon Prime game or something like. I often find myself looking at the schedule going, where's the only game I really want is the one that I can't find. Where is it? But I'm also old.
That's true. You probably have cable as well.
No, I don't. I've been all streamed since the pandemic.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I was on the front end of cord cutting, I would say.
Trista, I like you with Costos. And I know I just... Fun timing because you tweeted like 5 minutes ago a clip of the two of you talking about the AFC hierarchy.
Yes. I can't believe he said that. All it took is a few games of Shane Steichen and Daniel Jones looking competent and Jonathan Taylor running all over everybody and to besmirch the Buffalo Bills. I just couldn't let it stand.
Well, everyone here appreciates this. I've not seen this clip, but we know Nick is somewhat well-known here for no coach and quarterback combo that didn't get to a Super Bowl within the first 5 years ever did. Like, no, someone doesn't last long enough to have that happen after 5 years. And he has said that on our show, and he has said that numerous times. So, some pushback I'm sure Bills fans appreciated.
Yeah, and he's like very much hates Sean McDermott, which I feel like is a bit unwarranted. And I think no matter what, at the end of the day, this is a team whose defense gets right. And the injuries are, guys are going to get healthy. Yes, maybe his point about your linebackers being a little undersized, maybe that's fair. But I think that what has been seen from the Bills year after year is regardless who's out there on the field, guys step up defensively when it matters. And I think you're starting slow. This is like a slow start to a season, and I think you're going to figure it out.
Well, I hope so. We talk about this every day pretty much. And for years they've had these two-game losing streaks where kind of – I'm not sure, I don't want to say people panic necessarily, but
yeah.
What's – is this – going to turn bad or are we fine? And Bulldog and I are different on this, Trista, with them, because I think like the defense is pretty much the whole story. I recognize some of their imperfections on offense, but sure. I think it's like in terms of how the seasons end and, these games, I guess this last game was pretty much both. But I just feel like they're pretty vulnerable on defense. And I don't think of an Allen run offense is that. I just feel like they're more solid on that side. It's more important to be. So maybe like there's sort of a different standard offense versus defense. But that's how I look at it, and Chris is different.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you got to make a call to try to get Trey Hendrickson or something like that, and maybe things change. Getting pressure on a quarterback fixes a lot of other issues and on the back end.
Well, the reason I feel differently is because it's football, Trista. You know this. Everyone knows this who talks about the sport for a living. Like, everything can be true, right? So there's validity, certainly, to the defense failing them. But I lost games here scoring 20 points and 14 points. And I didn't lose by a lot. Like, 23-20 and 24-14 are my scores. So what am I doing exactly that's so bad on defense, losing like that? My offense is what has cost me those two games. And furthermore, I think these seasons that have ended – the Bills have had the ball in their hands both times, the last two times against the Chiefs, with a chance to go ahead around the 2-minute warning or later with a touchdown and failed. So I know defense is not been great, and that's McDermott's calling card. I think a lot of the rage about it and the blame that it takes all traces back to 13 seconds. He failed that test, and therefore everything else for some people is always going to be an F. And I don't know. I've got the ball with a minute and a half and a chance to beat Mahomes, and my guy's got the ball. I'm expecting to win.
Yeah, and that 13 seconds game, that was just really a coin flip, you know? You just lost the coin flip, so.
Well, careful with that. I don't know if anyone in our audience needs to hear us relitigate all that.
They're 99%.
There's a kickoff that doesn't run any time off the clock, and
okay.
All right, let's just stop.
Totally blew that game, 100%.
Right.
With Trista Crick. Okay, so opening night, two games. Houston at Oklahoma City. How good can the defending champs be?
Oh, I mean, they could probably win 68 games this year. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they start flirting with, you know, the record. But this is a team that I think top to bottom is really, really talented. The only thing that I think will maybe not hamper them to start the year is that Jalen Williams, who has been awesome and kind of been like the key number two, even though a lot of people think that Chet's the number two. He's out with he had wrist surgery in the offseason, so it's going to take him a little bit to get back into being able to play games. So I think that will bother them a little bit, and he's so versatile. He played center to start the year last year when Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet were both out with injury, and so you lose a guy that can do everything for you. But yeah, this team with all of the depth that they have with a coaching Mark Dagno and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think, can still elevate to a new level. This is a team that should be favored to win the title for a reason. Although I still think that they're vulnerable to a couple of teams in the West.
All right.
How much of a step would you expect Chet Holmgren to take this year? I could not take my eyes off him during their run last year. And I just felt like there's, like, defensively, he's just so tenacious. And I feel like with his body and his style on offense, like, that there's more to come there on offense, I think.
Yeah, I think, and the thing that you want from him is consistency. And what we saw with him is sometimes he can disappear for long stretches of time. And sometimes he's an absolute wrecking ball and a force on both sides of the floor. So what you want from Chet is for him to take another leap to be the guy that if Shai doesn't have it going or if he's getting blitzed or trapped, that he can take over and be in the wake of Jalen Williams being injured, that next guy. But also in the postseason, he's got to do more. He had some great games, and he had some real stinkers. So I think consistency is the thing that I want to see most from Chet, and I want to see consistency in his three-point shooting as well.
What are a couple of your favorite futures, Trista?
I like Denver, man. I really like Denver. I thought I saw him at 6-1, shop around at the book. And this is a team that took Oklahoma City 7 games and probably should have won Game 5. And they melted in the sun. They were up double digits close to the end of the game. And Shai obviously turned it on, and there was a lot of stuff that went on during that game, but it probably shouldn't even gone to 7. And you add Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson is going to really transform how this offense looks in a great, unique way where there's going to be almost a difficulty solving them offensively. He's going to be able to, like, cut without the ball. He's an excellent passer. He's obviously a good three-point shooter, good defender. But I think it's going to open things up for Jokic and a bunch of perimeter guys to get open looks. And then defensively, they're going to be better, and they're going to be deeper. You add Bruce Brown back into the mix. You get a backup center in Jonas Valanciunas. You end up getting Tim Hardaway Jr. as well to give you some bench scoring. This team's just a lot deeper. So I really like Denver. And then we were talking about leading scorer in the NBA futures market today on NBC, me and Drew Dinsick. And I think Luka's probably the best bet because his usage rate's going to be out of control. He obviously has his revenge body. But LeBron's going to be out until probably December. And so he's going to need to shoulder the scoring load in ways that Shai did when Chet was out most of the beginning of last season, where he was averaging 35, 36 per game until Chet came back. Then he ends up averaging, what, like 30?
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
30.5 or 32.5 at the end of the year. So I think Luka at plus 295 is probably the best bet on the board there.
I really like that Revenge Body made it into the show today.
Oh, baby.
That is really good.
One last big one for you, Trista, before you go. Ottawa plus 110 on the money line tonight against Edmonton. Thoughts?
You know, TK Pucks, you know, we gotta get to the Stanley Cup before TK Pucks.
It's a long ways away.
You're hibernating.
It's a long ways away, you know?
All right, Trista.
Well, no, I got one. What are you watching? I'm to the part of my year here where the basement bike is more in play because the weather's changing. I'm not golfing. I'm not riding a bike outside. So I'm 90 minutes to 2 hours a day in the basement. I just finished up Task on Mask.
Good, because I just started the first episode last
night. Dude. Buckle up. Good. It's so good. Yeah, slow burn. Like, don't get impatient. It's really good. Loved it. Have not, because Slow Horses is something that is moved over into watch with my wife territory, and we haven't found the time yet. Have you dived in on any of that yet, the new season of that?
You know I have. It's so good. Slow Horses is so good. I also started watching the latest season of The Diplomat with Keri Russell.
Yes.
You guys know how good Keri Russell is when she's in a political role, when she was
I
so
didn't know the new season of that was out, so thank you for that. I'll get right to that. Yeah.
So I'm watching that. Only Murders in the Building, watching that. And just started Tasks. So those are two tasks, are those two new series.
Right.
Only Murders is the only one I can contribute to here, having watched that. What I'm doing now is I found this movie podcast I like, and I'm sort of rewatching old movies while listening to commentary. So there's no Keri Russell.
The
Verdict.
Actually boring.
The Verdict is one of my all-time favorite movies, and I watched that after listening to these podcasts are twice as long as the movies,
right?
And sort of backstory, pre-production, actors who turned down the roles, you know,
that
kind of
sounds okay. You'd have to really be into a show or a movie in order to like know that much about it.
Yeah, like The Natural. I told Bulldog a couple things about The Natural. They were kind of, you know,
good
trivia.
I watched, the show that's really good actually is The Rainmaker. It's a redo of the one with Matt Damon and Danny DeVito. And so if you've seen that movie, they made it into a series, which is a hotshot lawyer takes on an insurance company for a negligence case. Very, very good.
Tough this time of year with all the curling. There are five slams coming up in Halifax is the Olympic trials. That's going to be huge. And these are like 4, 5, 6 day events. So
seven day
events, I should say. All right, Trista. Well, always a pleasure to reconnect with you.
Always. I'll talk to you guys soon. And also take Houston plus 6.5 tonight.
We're on the Rockets as a team. There it is. Thanks, Trista. new season in the NBA. That's a 7:40 game. So you have an hour and change to get that bet in on Houston. Is Durant on Houston now?
Yes.
He's got a list going of teams.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
We didn't get to Trista's Warriors.
Well,
they play tonight.
Had to get the TV stuff in.
That's right. Will you watch the Springsteen movie? Will you go to it?
I doubt I will go to it, but I will get around to watching it.
In a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, oh, God, I got to watch this. But I'm sure at some point, once I get into the winter here and I'm cycling through shows and I hit a dry spot, I will definitely get there.
I might.
I don't even know. Is it only in theaters now? Is it streaming somewhere?
I think it starts Friday in theaters.
Okay.
That's when you do it. You do it on a Friday.
Yeah.
You always open on a Friday, I've
learned.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I doubt I'll go to the theater for that. But I'll watch it. I'm curious.
When it comes to you.
Yep. Everything does.
You have a thought on, I didn't ask you about the Ottawa game. McDavid hasn't scored a goal yet. Edmonton at Ottawa. He hasn't scored a goal yet, right?
I have not looked at their stat. I did not know if he is goalless. I like Edmonton tonight.
-130.
Yeah.
You got to pay for it. No, you got to pay the tax.
-1.5. What are they?
Plus something. I don't know. Yeah. I turned it off.
Okay. All right.
All these World Series
That's
plans.
What I'll do. It never wins, but, you know, most hockey games are close.
You just need that empty netter.
Right. That's really what it is.
That is really what it is.
Yep. Plenty of these parlay nights, I'll be sweating some random team like, oh, the goalie's pulled. Come on.
You probably have had one where because teams take the goalie out earlier. So you get the earlier empty net goal, like 2.5 left, and then the other team scores to cut the margin back to 1. That's a tough one.
That's the worst.
Not the worst was Steve Reed, the AP reporter in Charlotte. Far from it. He went to St. John Fisher, we learned in our conversation today. That's where I went to school, old Fish State. We talked to Steve about the team he covers, the Carolina Panthers, and what the Bills and all of us should expect on Sunday. Is Carolina actually good? At 4-3, probably with their backup quarterback in this game. We'll see what Steve has to say about it when we return. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.